Extraordinary Asian Women is a podcast featuring Asian women and the journey to their extraordinary lives. My name is Claudia Chen, and in this journey together, I'll help you build the curiosity to know yourself, the compassion to love yourself, and the courage to be yourself in order to bring out the unicorn in you. As a life coach, wife, and mom, I will share with you my stories along with other Asian women to inspire and encourage you to live the life you've always dreamed of. I'm excited about this. Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Extraordinary Asian Women podcast. Today, I have a wonderful guest with me. She is the owner of Art Inspired LLC and is a sought-after business developer and marketing strategist based in Yorktown, Virginia. She serves on the board of the York County Chamber of Commerce and recently launched the Phenomenal Female Business Network, where she serves as its president and creative programs director. She's also the owner of multiple brands, such as 1K in a Day program, online course creators community, and VAPC video photography audio classes. I'd like to introduce you to Marilyn Crump. Hi, Marilyn. I'm so happy to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Hello. This is so exciting. I just love being on shows with topics just like this.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be chatting with you and getting to know more about you. You're doing a lot of phenomenal things. Could you share with our listeners what your cultural background is and a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I was born in the Philippines. We moved to the U.S. when I was 7. And, living in that way, you learn how to experience change. My dad was actually military. So we moved different places and I got to see lots of things and took in the world a little bit differently. Also, you know, you're an immigrant, you're a military, you have all these different labels. And so growing up was not as stable as most people. So I didn't see it any differently. When I got to college and would hear people's stories like, oh, they've known so-and-so for a long time, you know, I felt a little out of place there. But that's really where I started realizing that I don't have to live conventionally. And, you know, when you're Asian, your parents are like, okay, you're going to be a surgeon, a doctor, you know, a nurse and things like that. And I decided to create my own major. I didn't tell my parents that I was going to do that. You know, I've always been a straight A student, had a full scholarship going to college. So it was very expected I'd do science. But when I was in college, I really discovered that I like figuring things out. I like being creative. And so I changed my major from a science major to an interdisciplinary art major. I didn't tell my parents. And so by the time I walked across the stage and they announced my diploma, they were like shocked that it wasn't a bachelor's of science. It was a bachelor of arts. But so just to say that I already had it in my head that I'm going to do life differently. So that was year 2000 when I graduated. I've never had a boss since then. I've just done a lot of freelance work. And what I discovered about that was when you're an entrepreneur, you can reinvent yourself and do different things, but you have to have goals, right? Mm-hmm. So, but your goals can change, and that's the magic of it. And that's really what I end up doing these days is like leading people in the same experiences that I've had, giving them the confidence to do the things that most people probably tell them not to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really go for more authentic living. And so I'm really proud that I get to share that message. So thank you, Claudia.
Oh my goodness. I just want to touch upon that moment. Like, were you, what were your thoughts when you're like, okay, I'm just going to go up and they're going to announce that I'm in Bachelor of Arts and not science. And like, how am I going to face my parents? Like, what was that moment like for you?
Well, you know how Asian dads are, like, he didn't talk to me for like a week. So, you know, do that stone face type of thing. But it was really breaking through convention. What happened really, what turned me around during college was I was failing those science classes, and I've never failed anything in my life. I was always expected to get straight A's, you know, do good in school. And when I was talking to a counselor and she was saying like, what's the root of this? And I was like, I'm not happy. I said, I'm not doing what I want. And she goes, well, you know, this is your life. You're an adult now. I said, what? Like, I woke up going, wait a minute, what are you telling me? And she goes, you're the one who's going to have to live with yourself after college. You can't please your parents all the time. And then I, you know, she woke me up And that's when I really kind of said, well, what do I want? Like, what do I want to accomplish? And there was so much more that I had to, experience. But what Art Inspired was for me, I actually created that my senior year of college, right when I'm having this pivotal moment. I had learned photography from my parents. So both my parents were very creative, but that wasn't expected of them. So they never followed that. My dad went into the military, my mom went into pharmacy. And, those things that was expected, that's what they did. So anyway, I always had that creative side. They fostered it because it was just kind of like they would do it on the side. And I had a camera that my dad had actually given me. I started working that business while I was a senior in college. What I was doing was taking people's photos for headshots because part of my arts discipline, I was meeting a lot of actors. And that was back then and when it was film. So you had to do a lot of like planning and strategic thinking in order to get the shot. But anyhow, so that business started senior year. And that's been my business ever since. So Art Inspired LLC is the business I started in college.
I love it's called Art Inspired. Like, you totally just inspired me from just you sharing a story. I love it. And oh, it's so exciting because it's always that moment, right? That moment that kicks you in the head to say, hey, wait a minute. There is something there. You can't just follow your parents. And it took me a while too to wake up to that. And it's great hearing your story. So today, actually, we're going to talk about how to create your own goals. And I'm so excited about this. But before we get into that, Marilyn, could you share with our listeners one of the biggest obstacles that you had to overcome to become who you are today?
It is that mindset. It is that owning up to what you want instead of trying to please everybody. If you have goals, what happens to people when they have to get everybody's approval is that they put their goals down and then they end up not achieving it and they have this frustration inside and they also feel lost because they give so much to everybody else. And then they look back and go, what have I accomplished? And so that's the first thing you always have to hold on to is like, what mindset are you in? And how much are you willing to protect your dreams?
And yeah, definitely. I think mindset is just one of the things that, like, pretty much all of my episodes, when I bring on a guest, this is what they talk about, right? It's the thing that's inside of you because it has to start from you. And what you're talking about is so important because your dream, your goals is very important. And when you're trying to please other people, as you said, not just your goal, like your identity in general is just going to get pushed down further and further away. And so you become very resentful. You become blaming everyone. And then you think that, oh, well, like life is happening to me. So that is one of the biggest things that we keep harping on again and again.
Yeah, and it's a common thread when you look at successful people, they will tell you it starts with your mindset. And a lot of times I see people out there trying to achieve things based on emotion, like they want it so bad, but that's never going to bring about what you want in life. You have to strategically think of things. You have to know things that come only through intuition. And when you're too emotionally charged, that doesn't get there. You're always reacting. And I always tell people, like, if you look at the words create and react, there's more letters in the word create if you just kind of rearrange it, right? So if you just take out like a letter, you're kind of in lack mode and that's when you react. So if you, I like this, I had made this big sign in my studio. It just says, you must create.
Oh, I love
Because
it.
mainly what it's saying is don't just react. A lot of people go through life just based on their reactions to life, but if you're a creative, you learn that you can actually maneuver the things around you, the conversations that you have, the opportunities that you chase, and doors that you open. That all comes from creativity.
I love that. So, since we're talking about creating your own goals, how do you want to lead our listeners through this topic?
Well, I actually had been thinking of this for a long time. I do a lot of coaching and I actually started in the year 2010. People would ask, Marilyn, how are you doing this thing? I see you're working for yourself. Like, I want to do the same thing. And I had been trying to figure out, like, is there a way that I can just kind of condense what I know, because you know people are like, hey, have a 5-minute conversation with me and tell me what you know. So I was really kind of like tooling around with that. My husband and I were chasing the eclipse back in 2017, and I had this epiphany while we were driving. I was like, wait a minute, I know what I do. There's this very specific way that I do things because I love systems. And I said, I know what it is. It's the word dream. And he goes, oh, okay, that makes sense. No, I was like, no, wait, wait, wait. So I started breaking it down. I was like, D is for direction. You have to know where you're going. R, you have to relinquish, because a lot of times we want to go somewhere, but we're holding on to all this baggage. We're also holding on to fear. We're kind of carrying around all these things that's not necessary for that journey. So R, relinquish, which I think is like the biggest step you have to take, is so important. Now, E, for me, it stands for efficiency, because if you do too many things that's inefficient, you're never going to get anywhere. But one of the most influential books for me, and I'm sure you've heard this from your other guests, is the book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And if you really study that, there's 13 chapters, and you'll notice the thickest chapter in the book is organized planning. It's, I kid you not, like some of the pages are like super, like the chapters are skinny, but then you get to that, you can like flip, so many pages, organized planning. So the book should really be called Think, Organize, Plan, Do, Then Grow Rich, right? Like, so it's a misnomer. So back to E, DRE, efficiency is where you really have to start maneuvering the pieces before you take A action. So DREA. Now then, when you've organized yourself accordingly, the action, you have more time to be inspired. So it's more an inspired action. It's more like a driven by practice action. You're not stumbling through the action because you've efficiently planned it ahead. And then M is the momentum that you achieve once you get to like all of those things. And you can then teach others, show other people. But one caveat I will tell people is that momentum is meant to rise. When momentum just starts kind of evening out and you feel like you're getting stale, that's a plateau. And what happens at that moment when there's a plateau, there's actually a shift that starts happening. And I call it like a retrograde. So when I teach these workshops, I tell people, like, look out for this because it's going to happen. Things are going great. You're getting your goals. You're like, woohoo, look at all the things that I've achieved. And all of a sudden, everything just starts falling apart. And we're going backwards. You're like, wait a minute, how come this used to work? It doesn't work anymore. Those are those moments, key moments, what I call like when you're kind of shooting back an arrow, you're like feeling that tension. There's a little bit of that kind of anxiety. You know, there's something you have to change. And so I tell people, like, figure that energy out. And then what you have to do at that moment is create a new direction. So then you start to cycle again. So when I chart it in my workshops, I actually draw like a wave. So each time the wave rises, if you're willing to use that moment of retrograde to propel you into the next direction, because you're not meant to stay where you're supposed, you know, where you've been comfortable. Like, once you get comfortable, you know, you gotta stop.
I love your acronym that you came up with and your system. I just love that. And I was gonna say, like, with you being so creative, a lot of times the artists that I see, sometimes they're like all over the place. It's like disorganized. They're like splashing paint all over, you know. And when I first heard you talk, the way that you present things is so organized. And when you talk about the Think and Grow Rich book, it all makes sense to me. It's like, oh, okay, that's why. And I think that's the system that you're talking about is what keeps everything in place. So then you can eliminate all the other fluff. So then now you have more space to become creative. And that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, absolutely. And because you're accomplishing more in each level, and it's not like those skill sets go away, you actually become very fast and wise about so many things that you can apply it to a lot of different methods or goals that you have.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. So, for our listeners, if there's something that they can implement today, what tip would you give to our listeners?
I would say write everything down. I meet too many people that just talk about their goals all day long. They don't put it down on paper and then study what they wrote down. Like, I'm a big proponent of mind maps, and you probably tell the way I work. Like, everything's analytical, but I love marrying that with creativity. So there could be systems within creativity. So if you're brainstorming, if you've ever looked at mind maps, you can really float it around. I don't think goals have to always be linear when you're first in the planning stage. Brainstorming is like one of the best things you can do. Like, it's free and it loosens you up. So feel free to explore. A lot of times people go, oh, I don't want to think of that, because they already start thinking about, well, what if I fail? What if I don't do this right? Who's going to buy it? Well, you know, all of these negative thoughts, but they don't allow themselves to just like have a creative moment of just kind of like, let's just explore. What if, what if, what if, what if? And having fun with that. And then taking that and then say, hey, I might want to try this. Who's in with me? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, getting out there and just toying with it, make mistakes, do fun things.
Mm-hmm. The creative process or the brainstorming process can be so freeing, and makes you have more like the creative juices come alive. It's like such a fun thing to do. And sometimes I like to write things out too, but I do notice that sometimes I just write it and not look back at it.
Oh no. Look at it, Claudia.
But what happens, what I do is though, I will write it and I will kind of rewrite the thing, so that I kind of reprocess it in my mind again, versus looking back at it and kind of get stuck in that thing, because then I just keep going from the previous idea without looking at it, because I feel like my brain already has an idea, but I just want to refine something. So that's just my way of working it out. But I love what you're sharing with us. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Yeah, well, the way you're saying it, that's how Nikola Tesla actually would come up with his inventions. It's like, rethink it, rethink it. And if you just, you know, observe like documentaries about Einstein, he would do the same thing, like just get lost in thought and how to rework it, look at it from a different angle. So what you're doing is actually tapping into like a really genius field. So good job, girl.
I'm a genius. Thank you.
You're a genius.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. So our show is coming to an end. I'm so sad. We can keep talking, I'm sure. But yeah. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners, Marilyn?
Well, this is something that I tell my clients. I say to them, look, perfection is not real. And fail amongst people who love you. Like, you'll find your tribe. It might not be your family. And I get it, when you're a risk taker and you want to do some big things, you got to find who you feel resonate, that you can resonate with. But people get trapped in their own wants of being perfect the first time around. I just think, you know, that's a recipe for disaster, and you don't allow yourself to grow. So just live in a way where you're being gentle with yourself. Like, you can be a goal setter, and I love hitting targets, but I also have to say, you know, I'm still learning, and I got to process this in a way where I can keep encouraging myself through the learning process.
Ooh. Oh, what a great advice. And yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people get stuck in, oh, my goal is not set yet. And then they kind of give up, because the thing is, if we have been living in a society where we're not allowed to pursue what we want, we have not really exercised that part of our brain, right? So it's like, how are you supposed to just think of, oh, what do I want to do, when you have never really practiced thinking about what you want to do? When everything that you have wanted to do got shut down, you have to kind of rebuild that muscle to say, hey, can I try this? The other thing I want to touch on is that when people set goals, it's because when what Marilyn was saying, when they go into all the negative, it's like, oh, it's not going to work, it's going to fail, then the goal setting is so hard because they're already disappointed before they even start.
Yeah, you're right. It's like when you watch a fly trying to go out the windshield and the window's open.
I know. Right? It's like,
don't be that fly.
No, <it's not. laughs> Don't be that fly who's
That's
trying to
right.
get out of the windshield. Oh my goodness, Marilyn, I love talking to you. So, for the people who would like to learn more about you or get to know you or work with you, where can they find you?
Sure. If you look up the hashtag expert dream catcher, pretty simple. You'll land on a bunch of stuff. You can find me just by Marilyn Crump, MarilynCrump.com. And I love teaching. I mean, it's something that I do. I have a group on Facebook for those who are on the entrepreneurial side, called Generating Profits. So come see me there. I'm always training for free every Sunday just to kind of give people like a leg up, you know, because I think we all need help here and there. And I just love doing it. So yeah, reach out to me. I like talking about goals, meeting new people, and seeing how I can connect you with other brilliant people.
Yeah, for sure. If you resonate with Marilyn, I would love for you to connect with her and I'll have her information on the show notes. Thank you very much, Marilyn.
Thank you. My pleasure.